And also, thanks to our correspondent from the East Norfolk Operatic Society, whose big show this year is Gilbert and Sullivan and Patience, and they're putting it on in Norwich from next week, aren't they?
Yes, at the Menomocket Theatre. But I always like Patience. Gilbert always seemed to give them a byline or a nickname, and this one is called Bunthorne's Bride. I've seen Patience about once, you know, but the East Norfolk Gilbert and Sullivan Society, they've been doing GNS for years. They know the works inside out, so you'll get a damn good production.
And this is one of the Savoy operas, isn't it?
Yes, they're called Savoy operas because the Savoy Theatre, just off the Strand in London's West End, was built by Richard Geordie Cott, to just present the Savoy operas, Gilbert and Sullivan. That's why they call the Savoy. That was the first theatre. And mind you, it was the first theatre lit by electricity in London.
And I think Bunthorne's Bride was fairly well into the series, wasn't it? So G&S were really getting into the stride.
Well, I think so. It was their sixth collaboration. They wrote about 14 operas or operettas in all. And I love G&S. I really, really do. There's a company come, the National Gilbert and Sullivan Society, comes each year to Norwich Theatre Royal. And they're a treat. An English national opera are now building up their repertoire of GNS operas, so I'm glad it's now come back into the mainstream repertoire.
And Patience, Bunthorne's Bride, goes back to, the time that it was written is the time it's set, and this is a time where art for art's sake was the cry from all the aesthetes.
Yes, yeah, so the aesthetic movement of the 1870s that gathered momentum all the while, and they were...
Beauty ahead of any pragmatism.
Well, I suppose so, but I'm quite a pragmatic person, so I most probably would have argued that at the time.
So it's Patience, and there are several performances at the Madder Market in Norwich being put on from next Wednesday by the East Norfolk Operatic Society.
And everyone will say, as you walk your flowery way, if he's content with a vegetable love, which would certainly not suit me, why, what a most particularly pure young man this pure young man must be.